Everyone in the world shared in this story in one way or another when it happened on 9/11. The day of 9/11, we were hiking. We had obviously no idea. We were hiking. We went up to Pete's Creek, over Surprise Valley, down Deer Creek. It was this wonderful day. And the very next day, which was the 12th, we decided we're going to pass up Havasu. We're just going to go downstream as far as we could go. We wanted to make 30 miles or more and go and have a layover day at National Canyon. And so we just spent the day just floating through the Muav Gorge. It was so beautiful. We counted 40 bighorn sheep. We were just watching them. And it was just extraordinary. And a couple people mentioned later noticing that there were no planes in the sky. And that night, a trip that was camped down below us, a bunch of guides from Outdoors Unlimited came up, and we were cooking dinner, and they pulled us aside, just the guides, and they said, "Have you heard what's happened?" We said, "No." And at that time, nobody really knew anything. There were 50,000 dead. There were, you know, no one had any idea, but they told us. And we had a lot of people on the trip from New York. And some guide said, "Don't tell them. We'll just pretend we knew nothing about it. And then when we get to Diamond Creek in 4 days, the bus driver can tell us." And then other guides are saying, "How can we possibly fake this?" And I felt the same way. I was like, "How can we go 4 days on this river without letting them know?" And so everyone went to bed, and I spent most of the night on the phone with my boss. And what was really interesting is I called on the sat phone. And at the time, I was still thinking, "Oh, this is really not, you know, sure, 50,000. No, this is all exaggerated." And when I first called my boss, Garrett, and he answered, and he said, "Krista, how are you?" And I said, I'm fine, Garrett, but how are you guys?" And he said, "Oh, Krista." And just hearing that in his voice, it still makes me kind of cry, because that was the second I knew that this was real. So I went to bed that night, and I just sat there and listened to the river going by and just thinking, how is it possible that this has intruded into our, you know, beautiful Eden here? I thought, we can't not tell people. In the morning, we had this extraordinary storm for 5 minutes, just these purple black clouds and lightning and thunder and this rainbow at the end. It was just incredible. I'm standing there watching this thinking, this is good timing. I pulled aside the woman whose brother had been in the World Trade Center. She was sobbing, obviously. Her best friend was there, and her best friend was holding her. And the other couple of people that I talked to were really just sort of in shock. And when I called everyone around, and I just told them, I just tried to be as simple as I could. But what was so interesting for me was watching them turn to each other for comfort. I mean, I think the person who was the most broken up on the whole trip was a British man who was madly in love with the United States, and he was just sobbing. People would just sort of sag onto each other, and they were just holding each other. A couple nights later, when I was lying in bed at night listening to the river and looking up off my boat, and all of a sudden I saw, you know, the lights of a plane go back overhead, and I thought, what an incredible thing it is we have on the river, that we can be, all of these strangers can come together and be family